This special edition in-depth program on the Tulip Queen and her court is brought to you in part by De Blumenhof, Langstrat Auto Body, and Central College. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Van Haften Plumbing and Heating, Pella Community Schools, and Laley.
Carol, the Tulip Queen announcement party is coming up. It's a great time of year.
It is a fun time of year. The Tulip Queen's announcement party is this Saturday at 7 p.m. at Pella Community High School. And there are some tickets still available, but I would get those quickly if you want to attend.
This will air Thursday and Friday. Does that mean anything?
On Thursday, the tickets are still available at the website PellaHistorical.com, and you can go in and select your seat. Then on Friday and Saturday, the tickets will be available at the Vermeer Windmill at the gift shop, and then also at the door on Saturday evening, starting at 6:15 before the 7 p.m. Announcement party begins.
And Tom, can you give us a little bit of history of Tulip Time?
Sure. Well, I mean, the Tulip Time began in the 1930s with the merchants of downtown Pella who were looking for ways to draw more people in and drive some business. And the first time they decided on having Tulip Time, it was a little bit late in the year, so the tulips were already gone, and they actually made little wood tulips and poked them into the ground. That was the first year, but it's been going ever since and obviously has grown into an event that draws people from around the world and in just record numbers the last couple of years. So many people that we run out of parking spaces in the entire town. So.
And tulips were that important of a part of the Dutch identity?
Well, I think that the tourists, obviously, you know, in the late 30s, mid-late 30s, were coming out of the Depression, and merchants were looking for ways to drive more business and to get people to come into Pella, and that was, I think, a big piece of the driving force. It really started with the merchants, not with the Historical Society, but then over time, the Historical Society grew and became sort of the driver of it, and local business and the Historical Society have worked together ever since, and it's, you know, becomes a big event for the entire city.
And what's the process for determining the Queen and her court?
The process begins by allowing the community of Pella to nominate high school seniors from both Pella Christian and Pella High and Homeschooled that live within the Pella Community School District to nominate girls that they feel would be good representatives. Then those nominees are all sent a letter asking if they agree to accept the nomination. Those that do accept the nomination are in the paper, and the community then votes to narrow that pool to 12. Those 12 are then the ones that we'll see here on Saturday evening at the Tulip Queen's announcement party. And that is the Queen and her court are selected by a large group of judges that are selected also from the community, a wide variety of people.
Well, and Kelly and Trinity, did you know you were going to be nominated, or were you informed you were nominated?
I was informed that I was nominated. I did not know if I was going to be nominated, so that was exciting.
I had no idea until I got the letter, so yeah. It was really exciting.
What went through your mind the minute that you saw that?
I took a step back, and I was kind of read it over 3 or 4 times, and then I had to really think about if this was something that I wanted to do, and I was kind of an honor to know that someone in the community was thinking about me for this position.
Yeah, it was definitely an honor, and I was really excited, and I read the paper, and, you know, I was trying to figure out, like, ooh, I kind of want to do this, and I'm not sure, and then I had to think about it for a while before I decided, yeah, this is something I want to do.
Do you know who nominated you?
I know now, after I accepted the nomination.
Yes, I know now, too, after. It might have been a couple months after.
Yeah.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Tulip Queen and her court is brought to you in part by the Pella Hy-Vee, the Quilted Windmill, and Brand Appeal. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Thistle's Flower Market, Diana Elder, Iowa Realty in Pella, and Pella Car Care.
I continued my conversation about the Tulip Queen announcement party with Carol Williamson, Wendy Vanderwell, Tom Vanderwell, and former court members Kelly Dykema and Trinity Voss. Well, and what did your peers, the other kids at school, say when they learned that you were nominated?
They were really excited for me, and they just congratulated me, and when I was worried about the announcement party and working on my speech, they were really encouraging and a good support system for me while I was going through that process.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of my friends were super excited, and yeah, were really encouraging, and yeah, like, you can do this, and how can we help you, and we're going to come watch you, and yeah, so that was really cool.
Well, that's really nice to hear, because so many times, you know, with kids and with adults, sometimes it's like, that's no big deal. But here people, there's a certain, cynicism that can be around, but everybody was just so excited. That's really nice to hear. And so how many girls are selected to be, voted on?
So the finalists after the community votes brings it down to 12 young ladies that will compete essentially on the Saturday night of the Queen's announcement party.
And so there's a training process.
Absolutely.
And you're the wrangler, the girls, right?
Yeah, that's a great word for it. Although really I just get to be a coach and a guide and get to be present. Along with Tom, who's our MC, we really get to be present with all of the ladies as they work through the process. So they all prepare a presentation, and that's a big part of what the community sees them do on Saturday night. And that's a 3-minute presentation that should tell us about themselves and what they've done or what they love or tulip time, whatever it is they choose to present. But before that even happens, that part of it, there is a whole piece that the community doesn't actually get to see. And that is conversations with all of the judges, one-on-one, basically sitting at tables.
Yeah, so it's a... typically, there are 12 tables, just as there are 12 young ladies, and there'll be 2 to 4 judges at every table. How many judges do we have this year,
Colonel? 36.
36 judges. So, you've got 2 to 4 judges at every table, and the young ladies will go to each table in turn, sit down, and the judges can ask them whatever they want. And they have about 3 or 4 minutes where they have to talk to the judges, and the little bell rings, they get up from the table, they come take a little breather. I'm standing there with some water to keep them energized, to keep them going. And then the bell rings, they go back to the next table. And so it takes hour and a half to get through all of these tables. And it's an opportunity for the judges to really kind of get to know how the girls interact on an interpersonal one-on-one basis.
And so where do the judges come from?
Well, we have selected folks from across the community, sometimes out of town, who really believe that they can be impartial. So we're not selecting people who know any of the 12 candidates very well at all, and try to get a variety of backgrounds, a variety of things that they're involved in the community, but really a lot of times it's somebody who's brand new to the community as well, just so that that impartiality is there.
It's hard to be a judge, I think. I mean, like, I've been judge at different things, but, like FFA judge. And if I know some of the kids, it's hard because you're thinking, am I favoring the kids I know or the school, or if I don't know a school, or do I come back and not judge the kids that I know as well? I mean, there's all kinds of complex stuff and responsibility that goes with judging, right?
Yes. We believe that the high number of judges, so having 36, will pull out any of that favoritism. It is all the judges' scores are calculated by WellGuard here in Pella, so it's done by a reputable accounting firm that helps us each year. And so it is a very, it's a big number of scores that they're calculating, but it's done very, very well, and there's no fudging.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Tulip Queen and her court is brought to you in part by the Pella Historical Society and Deja Vu Consignments. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Dowie Pest Control and PPI.
I continued my conversation about the Tulip Queen announcement party with Carol Williamson, Wendy Vanderwell, Tom Vanderwell, and former court members Kelly Dykema and Trinity Voss. Did you prepare for those interviews? Did you think, oh, here's some questions that they might ask me?
It's really funny because I think I've known some girls who have gone through the process before, and so I think they just encourage, or their kind of advice was, you know, be able to talk about yourself and what you're interested in and, you know, where you work, what activities you do. And so I remember my mom was a super big help because when we were driving, places, I would just talk to her in the car. She would ask me questions, and I would just talk about myself for like an hour, you know, and I think that was very helpful.
Yes, yeah. Definitely sitting in front of people and having them interview you like you were maybe expected to be interviewed that night was really helpful for me as well.
And so you are accomplished before you even get there, because if you weren't accomplished in one way or another, you wouldn't have much of a record to, you know, for people to nominate you, correct?
Yeah, definitely my job working with people in customer service prepared me well for that anyway, which was really comforting to know going in as well. And then now I can use those interview skills that I learned in that process in customer service and in my job and in my, honestly, everyday life, talking with people.
Yeah, I think it's really neat because I think every year there's a group of girls who are involved in very different activities at school, very different kinds of jobs, and I think that shows that, you know, even from our core, all five of us were involved in very different things.
For sure.
And I think that made it very unique and special that, yeah, we all came with kind of different skill sets, so to speak.
Yeah. And so where does your confidence come from?
Just from, I guess, the experiences that, at least personally, what I've had in the past, and going on now, that night was a huge confidence builder for me, and I use, again, that day was so big and so impactful that we used that throughout going out and advertising for Tulip Time as well during those few months before Tulip Time.
Yeah, I think it's all those, I mean, little experiences you have kind of throughout high school, and then that night, I would agree, was a super big confidence boost. I mean, after you get off the stage and you don't even know the results yet, it was kind of like a, whoa, I just did this kind of moment, like, and that makes you, you know, feel good about yourself. Like, that's scary, but yeah.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Tulip Queen and her court is brought to you in part by American Family Insurance agent Christy Tarr, Yarsma Bakery, and Ulrich's Meat Market. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Wood Iron Grill, Mahaska Bottling, and Bank Iowa in Pella.
I continued my conversation about the Tulip Queen announcement party with Carol Williamson, Wendy Vanderwell, Tom Vanderwell, and former court members Kelly Dykema and Trinity Voss. Well, and there's some training, too, that I guess there's some training that you all do, Wendy, with some help from other ladies and Carol. But then ultimately, after the selection process, then they're turned over to another group of women.
Yes, that's correct. So we do. We work. We have a lovely session where we get to work individually with each young lady on their presentation for that night. And I think it's a big help. Is it a big help, girls?
For sure.
We do some just really fun stuff about making sure that their presentations are staged well and all of that. And then once they get done with the evening, our five ladies that are selected for Queen and Court are handed over to our, what we lovingly call our court moms. And this is a committee who spend the next many months with these young women and teach them their presentation and just go with them everywhere that they go across the state.
And then there are a couple of other things that we have begun also to help develop the girls and give them some life experience. But we have a social media tips and training that will happen shortly after they're selected. Then we also have an interviewing session where they get to learn a little bit more about interviewing techniques. We have an etiquette dinner. And then also any of the five that are selected for the Queen and Court meet a certain number of their service hours for their service courts at their respective schools.
And what was your favorite bit of training?
I thought the etiquette dinner was super fun because, you know, it was something that I'd never really been through before, and I learned a lot about utensils that I may never use again, but some I probably will at some point in my life, and that was really a fun night for me.
Yeah, I agree. The etiquette dinner was definitely something I'd never done before, so that was really interesting. I think also just like Wendy talked about, like the court moms really help us prepare just that whole time. You know, every week when we get together and we learn our program, and they're like, you know, very kindly critiquing us and making us the best that we can be in our program, and just how to talk to people about Pella and Tulip Time. So,
well, you've just reminded me, I never go to fancy dinners, but I've got to go to a fancy dinner this week. Do you have any tips for me?
Work from the outside in with your silverware. Oh, and buttering your roll. You have to tear the piece of your roll off and butter it individually. You cannot take a bite out of it. You can't open an oven and butter it like a normal bun. You have to take each piece off individually.
Really?
Tear it off and eat it. Yeah.
It's a long process.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully I asked you before my dinner. I'll let you know how it goes. Well, Carol, this is airing Thursday. We're going to come back for more of this to air Friday. Can you tell us about the tickets again, where we get them?
Yeah, tickets through today are still available online at the PellaHistorical.com website, and you can purchase them and then receive them electronically, and they'll be ready to take those at the door on Saturday.
Thanks to Carol Williamson, Wendy Vanderwell, Tom Vanderwell, Kelly Dykema, and Trinity Voss for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.